report out on the Social Security until late tomorrow afternoon. We can't finish it in a day. Byrne won't be here Friday. I talked with Hubert, and we think it would be best if we would not take it up and make it the first order of business when we come back on the 31st. It'll take at least 2-3 days, maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Well, I don't know anything can be done about it.
We're stuck, and if anybody wanted to object to a day layover, they could do that too. But we'll have other stuff, and we'll try and clear the decks and make that the business when we come back and stay with it until we're through with it, and it might help us that way.
All right. Okay, you know better. You know the situation up there.
Yeah, and another thing, Mr. President, I've got some remarks. I got an editorial out of the Philadelphia Inquirer today about this thing into your finances. So I'll say something about that and this these remarks by Mr. Goldwater at Hershey and elsewhere. So I just want to report.
That's good. I won't give you a perspective. I don't care about your mentioning this, but all of our holdings are in ranch land, television stock, municipal bond. His holdings are in New York exchange stock of utilities, of oil companies, and of the Associated Dry Goods Company that runs the stores. Now, when they go to talking about ours being in a regulated industry, well, Standard of California, Gulf, and BorgWarner, defense contractors and others, they're all in the same category. There's not anything.
Oh, no, but I think it's going to backfire. I think this is the first editorial in that direction because they've gone too far. And I'm going to say, I understand that you've made a statement, a financial statement today. I see what paper you have.
Yeah.
And let them look into that.
Okay.
Fine.